Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through their wicked ways, the Pharisees blocked the grace available to those wanting to follow Jesus. They were the most formidable obstacle to the gospel. To do this, the Pharisees used hypocrisy cloaked in legalism, darkening their hearts and thoughts in mortal sin. They changed the truth of God into a lie. Under the disguise of the law, under the oracle of wisdom, these teachers of the Word of God judged Jesus as corrupt. In today's gospel, Jesus was judged harshly for not having washed before the meal. Knowing all things, Jesus explodes. "You are filled with extortion and wickedness." He was talking to the Pharisees. This was not the first time Jesus reads their hearts and minds, for as in Matthew 23:9, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, "You whitewash your tombs to avoid the unclean from brushing up against them." Jesus compares the buried ancestors who killed the prophets, declaring that during his life the Pharisees are worse than before, guilty of the same sin, but they kill the Lamb of God, the Saviour of the world. The Pharisees do not donate the prescribed 10% of their income. They know about it, expect others to do it, but they rather instead give herbs which are of little value. Their virtues are all show. They pray wearing tasseled clothing, but their heart is without love and charity of neighbour. They want to be seen in the front row, yet they have imposed yokes on the faithful, robbing the widow and the poor and the orphan. They are very exacting about small details, but they forget their basic duty, which is that of the poor in spirit and in wealth. Today, the Pharisees are the nitpickers of the Holy Father, Pope Francis. Through the traditionalists, the YouTube narrators, the church is being divided. Yet the church is to be purified, not sanitized with traditions. These YouTube narrators, who are constantly critiquing and criticizing the Holy Father, are dividing, not building up, but forging fragmentations within the body of Christ here on earth. Instead of Marianizing, which is the essence of Christification, to bring people to Our Lady, these traditionalist narrators, who are camouflaged in orthodoxy, or orthodox Catholics, if you like, are not uniting their audiences under the flag of Mother of the Church, but instead divide further. The true Catholic faithful are being turned into street kids. They're being dispersed from the body. The answer is Maria, the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God, our Mother. She has been and always will be the answer, because she is the Mother of unity, not the Mother of disunity. It is she that must be known for Jesus to be known. The reason Jesus is little known in the world is because his mother is not known. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 3, the Son of God took a human nature, was a descendant of David. Saint Joseph was not the cause of Mary's conception. The Holy Spirit conceived in Mary. Emmanuel, God is with us. Isaiah 7:14. Mary, a virgin before, during and after the birth of Jesus. This is to be known. The Word of God has taken his human nature from Mary. She is the daughter of the Davidic ancestry. She is a daughter of David that makes the perfect man, while Jesus remains a divine person. Mary is sinless. Mary was never liberated but was conceived without sin. She was the chosen vessel, the paradise on earth on which Jesus came into being. The church has its purification through Mary. It is Mary who needs to be the one spoken about at all of her apparitions. All of her apparitions, those approved by the church, Mary draws millions and millions every year. And at the outbursts of those first apparitions, whether it be Lourdes, Fatima or Guadalupe, the numbers swelled and conversions occurred. The doctors and teachers of the church today need to talk about Mary and bring people to the feet of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.